I don't think it's unusual for someone to masturbate in the living room. I have a nice chair there, and it's all cozy. But I guess the downside is that maybe I'm not that vigilant about closing my blinds. I mean, there aren't many places close enough to see in, and I'd figured I'd notice if it happened. I guess I did notice. Eventually. I don't know how long you've been watching before I saw you, and even that first time, I wasn't really sure. Imagine my surprise, having a little quickie in my living room, and I look up to see a figure in the far window. I really convinced myself you couldn't see me, that it was just too far, that the thing you were holding in your face wasn't binoculars. When I saw that movement, that little back and forth, I couldn't believe it. You were getting off right there in the window. The idea that you might be looking at me, and it had such an effect on you. I told myself there was no way you could see me from there. No, total coincidence, it was happening at the exact same time I was. It was easier. Safer, I guess. To pretend it was only turning me on because it was just a fantasy. Did you notice me trying to stare back? I tried so hard to not be obvious about it, but I could only just barely see you. I could tell what you were doing though, and when you started to speed up. Did you notice that I came quicker that day? That it was the best orgasm that I had in a while. As I was coming down, you disappeared. Which made me wonder if there had even been someone there in the first place. Maybe it was just my horny brain imagining a shape in the far window. But right as I was about to get up, you passed by the window again. Looking over at me for just a second, and pulled the shade down. When I finally got up, my legs were still shaking. I thought it was just the idea that was making me so hot, but not really. Thinking you were getting off on it, on just looking at me, that was it. Before I left the room, I nudged my chair, just a little, towards the window. Not enough that you'd have the clearest view next time, but just a little better than before. Would you notice? I guess I wanted to preserve the illusion a little. Pretend it was still an accident, you know? There was a part of me that was afraid you'd stop if you knew that I knew. On a whim, I ordered a sex toy before bed that night. Of course, it was rush delivery. When I left home the next morning, I found an envelope stuck to the door. I grabbed it. I didn't even think twice, thinking it was a notice about some community event or trash pickup. But, oh, when I opened that envelope at work, turn the chair the rest of the way. That was all you'd written. No name, no signature, just one line in neat, tidy handwriting. It was really all that I could think about that day. And that night, I tried to pretend I was casually watching TV, but I couldn't possibly tell you what was on. But then, there it was. Your shade opened, and there you were again, watching me. Was it my imagination? Or was there a little more light behind you? I guess, no more illusion. You were watching me, and you wanted me to know. How many evenings did I lay there? Sprawled out on the chair, not getting off. Did you get bored? Or were you still watching me loafing around? Maybe I'd test that sometime, but now, I couldn't deny you now. That open letter was on the coffee table next to me, and I made sure to lay it there where you'd be able to see it. I got up to pull my chair further around to face the window. It would be useless for watching TV, but it was the thrill of doing what you asked. Not even asked. Told. I didn't quite turn it all the way. There was some small part of me that didn't want to bear it all just yet. That sneaky yet killed me, but I settled back and draped one leg over the arm of the chair. I wanted to. I knew it already. I started slower that night, teasing, stretching, unbuttoning, and letting my shirt fall just casually open. From this angle, I could more discreetly watch what you were doing, and I could feel myself clench just looking at you. You weren't even touching yourself yet. I wanted to know what you were thinking. I wanted to know so bad. Was it working? Watching me drag my nails down my thighs? Was it driving you as crazy as it was driving me? By the time I slid my hand down my panties, I was already soaking wet. And there, my reward, the movement of your hand at your pants, and the steady rocking motion of your arm in front of you, a shudder went through me to see it, and my back arched. I almost came at the sight of you. I knew you couldn't see much, just my head thrown back and one hand thrust down the front of my pajama pants, and the other hand wandering. Did you wish it was your hand tracing up my stomach? Your fingers pinching my nipple? Was that? Did you start stroking faster? And the letter you wrote me laid next to me on the table. I don't know why, but I picked it up and pressed it to my face. Could I smell you in this? Some trace of the person watching me? I slid the folded paper down my body and I wish you could see the goosebumps that left. Did you wish it were your lips? What were you thinking about, watcher? I shimmied my pajama pants and my panties halfway down my hips to give myself better access. Not far enough to show you much, but you'd know. I wondered if it was my imagination that I could see your hips pumping into your hand. I was so close already. I completely lost the pretense of watching you discreetly. I could have dragged it out further, but I came so hard. I thought I was gonna fall out of my chair. In the afterglow, where all I could hear was my own breath, I watched you step back from your window. And you vanished back into the shadows. That night, I dreamt of you, feeling your eyes on me as I went about my day. Work, groceries, cleaning. Never touching, but moving around me like a shadow. Devouring me from every angle. I woke up so wet. It almost didn't seem worth it to get off without you. I remembered the toy I ordered was due that day. But there was no way you could know that. Somehow, when I opened the door, there was another note tucked under. 10 o'clock, and a phone number. I spent the day clenching my thighs together under the desk. 10 o'clock. A little earlier than last night. And the phone number? That meant you would have mine if I called. It was another nick to the anonymity. The reminder that a real person was on the other end of those binoculars. A person with good handwriting. A daily life outside of what had become our little routine. But the thought of hearing you, having more than just distantly watching you stroke yourself, the view of me spreading my lips in front of that window, I told myself I'd thought about all the risks, but all the reasons not to do it. But there was really never any question that at 10 o'clock that night, I'd be calling you. I couldn't stop thinking about it throughout my day. It was hell trying to act like a normal person when my panties were dripping. And they still were when I approached my chair that night. Silky black bag in hand, unpacked, charged, all ready. I was a little early, but as soon as I sat down, you appeared. Were you waiting for me? Were you as nervous as I was? You couldn't know what I was about to open, but the binoculars came up and I felt nipples prick against my nightshirt. Could you see me biting my lips as I pulled open the bag? My breathing becoming faster? As I pulled it out to finally present my new toy to you, blushing and giggling like it was a prize I'd won, I checked the clock. Not quite 10, but I hoped you could see me smile. I kissed the toy gently and gave it a big swirling lap of my tongue. I could see you lean forward and brace against the window. I imagined you against my window instead of yours, so tantalizingly close. But just watching, wanting and watching, I took my time with the toy, looking and teasing, up and down. You still weren't touching yourself, but I felt like I could see the tension vibrating through your body. And then it was 10. I stopped and I put the toy in my lap, picked up the phone, and dialed. I held my breath when you picked up and said nothing on the other end. I could see the silhouette of the phone in your hand when you gently laid it on the surface next to you. I could hear the thump of it setting down. You probably heard my breath shaking as I put it on speaker and set it down next to me. I laid back and finally spread for you. Everything removed. I was already soaking wet and the toy slipped along so easily. Could you see me shaking? How bad I wanted more? I couldn't tell you why I held back, only that I needed to tease myself for you. when I finally pushed it inside, the toy made my back arch and I bucked against it. I closed my eyes. I couldn't help it. I lost sight of you for just a couple seconds. Oh, just a couple seconds. And a moan slipped out. And it took me a whole couple seconds more just to realize that you would have heard it. I looked at the phone and I couldn't help but whimper. I could just faintly hear the sounds of you stroking yourself, and it only made me moan louder. I fucked myself harder and harder, imagining the pace of you stroking too. I don't know when I started begging. I don't know what I was begging for. Maybe I do it when I'm alone and I don't realize. But the noises you gave me as I was moaning into the phone, it was almost too much. So, as I lay there, spread and open for you, fucking into a toy, I fucked into myself over and over and over and over. I tried so hard to keep my eyes on you. Even as the sound of your wet strokes filled my ears, I couldn't help it. I wanted to make it last. Just a little longer. Oh, fuck. Oh, I came with a long and loud. Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh, God, but you kept going. Fuck, you kept going. And your moans. Your moans and your little gasps. They didn't stop. You were still going. And I couldn't help it. I started again. It was almost too much. And my toes curled. And I whimpered at the stimulation. There. I heard it from you. Another little moan. You like that? Oh, fuck. Oh, God. I was losing my mind trying to keep it going. Was it too much for you, too? Did you just need it that bad? My legs were shaking, and it was too much, and just not enough. But the sound, oh fuck, the sound of you, faster and louder. Oh, I could see you pumping into your hand, and your hips bucking. Oh, God. Oh, and when you came, I thought I might come again too. Oh, fuck. I wanted to just pass out. Fuck. I might have if I let myself. Were you going to say something? I didn't know if I should, but you hung up. I was disappointed, but glad. You stayed by the window for another minute, long enough that I started to blush. After all of that, this is what felt so penetrating. And then you stepped back, and I lost you, but the blinds stayed up. Now that your eyes were off me, I could get up and go clean myself off, but I made a complete mess of myself, and it's all your fault. Maybe I'd write you a note this time.